Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no reason he can't be a possibility, I don't think. He's been in the ice a couple times, was in yesterday.
What kind of response did you want to see from your group after that game Saturday? Coming in, you got 2 practice days, and how'd you just feel like they responded just with this practice here?
Well, you know, we went with what we thought was a highly competitive practice. A lot of one-on-one, two-and-two, down-low stuff. Stuff that you would use inside the offensive zone. I think we deferred to outside the last game, and we started the game. If you looked at Lafferty's shot, just getting a puck to the net, it just went off a stick, went in. I thought the second period we deferred to try to look for a high skilled play and perimeter, and we really didn't. We had good zone time, but we didn't generate good opportunities.
What do you think it's going to take to get the bad habits that keep creeping into some of these games? You're not going to eliminate them all together, but for them not to be such an issue to where you lose a game like that one.
Yeah, I think it's losing has to hurt more than winning. I mean, it has to mean more. It has to hurt you more. In the losing that style, you've got to hate losing more than you like winning.
Your team there yet?
No, we've been there. I mean, we've been there. I'll say this, that again, we've been a team since the start of the year that has had a tough time dealing with, inside the game, a little bit of adversity, whether it's, kind of a lucky goal at the start of the third, or, we make a bad play, whether we've compounded that with, we haven't had that next couple lines come out and say that ain't going to happen again. And ain't isn't a word.
Rasmus is a guy that always wants more, and he loves the responsibility.
Who's that?
Rasmus Dahlin.
Yeah.
He always wants more. He seems to love the responsibility of being captain. How have you seen him, I guess, embrace that, wrap his arms around it, so to speak, of being captain? And I know you weren't around him last, before he was captain, but, I guess, how have you seen him, wrap his arms around that?
He really has. I mean, he takes, as a captain, I think he puts a lot of weight on his shoulders for everybody. And I think he understands that he is captain for everybody. Every player that puts the jersey on, he's their captain. And I think sometimes in some ways, there's been games where he's got just too wound up. But there's been games where he's just tried to take over and make the difference. Be the guy that I'm going to lead the way. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to play the right way. I'm vocal on the bench. Even last game, vocal after those 2 goals went in.
He's on a career-long point streak. He's played almost half the game some of these nights. Just what have you thought about his overall game since he's come back? He obviously thinks he has a higher level, but what have you thought about him?
His game has been good. I think he's had some ups and downs, like a lot of our guys inside the game. He had a couple errant plays last game that, he'd like to have back. But his overall game, the reason our power play has been a lot better, I think we've got to give him a lot of credit for that. We've been breaking the puck out pretty consistently, and you got a guy like that to go back and you can use his legs and he can use deception. He's really helped us in that area too. So I think there's a lot of areas his game have been real good.
Exactly when you were a player? I know you played with
Oh my God, Paul. I remember. That was steel blades and wooden sticks, for crying out loud.
But you played with a guy like Dennis Gilbert, who has to keep himself ready, has everybody's back when you need be. When you were a player, what did it mean to have a teammate like that that was with you?
No, it meant everything. You know, I think 90% of teams have a guy like that that, you know, won't play a lot, but will be a guy that, you know, he'll be there for you, whether it's some type of physicality challenge inside the game. A great guy inside the room and, you know, is there in a second when anything occurs on the ice. So I think it means a lot.
How has TH settled into his new role in the power play? Obviously, Jack Quinn has taken his spot on the left, and TH is moving around a lot, but also in the middle of the bumper. How do you feel he's played in recent weeks on the power play?
Well, the power play has been effective. I think that that piece moving around, you've seen TH score from his, you know, from the flank spot. You've seen a couple great opportunities from the bumper. you've seen the same thing out of Quinn where, you know, if they want to try to get in the bumper and cover Tage, then Quinn is open. You know, the fact we've got more motion and pieces are rolling around, I think it's really helped our power play.